Hello, listeners. Welcome to The League Presents Last Fleet. I'm Becky Anderson. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm going to be your MC for this game.
I'm Chris Longhurst. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm going to be playing Jack Levi, hard-bitten journalist.
I'm Jay Isles, pronouns she, her, and I'll be playing Lieutenant Constanza Hades Vega, a visionary pilot.
I'm Josh Fox. I wrote this game, and my pronouns are he, him. My character in this game is Major Benjamin Cullen, who is head of the Marines and a dodgy wheeler-dealer type.
And I'm Maz. My pronouns are they, them, and I'll be playing Colonel Robin Cross, a beleaguered ex-engineer thrust unexpectedly into second-in-command.
Excellent. Last session we started at the tail end of the mission to rescue the Hierophant, the person who's in charge of the lighthouse religion. A group of fighters, including Lieutenant Vega, came in hot with the Hierophant ship. They managed to safely dock and evade the enemy. Fantastic. Only once the ship was in the hangar bay and the Hierophant exited, they appeared to be attacked by one of their aides. All of this being witnessed by Jack Levy and Robin Cross. Unfortunately for him, he's in charge because shortly before this happened, the Admiral of the Fleet, whose name is Valerio Cortez, sustained a serious injury and ended up in medbay. Luckily, Major Cullen took control of the situation. One of his people very nearly killed the Hierophant accidentally, but all was well in the end. Tragedy was averted. Oh, and the other thing that happened, which I should probably remind people of, is that Vega had a vision of Levi in the cockpit of a fighter plane.
Yeah, indeed. Is it the start of a session, Becky?
I was just about to say, it's a start to session, so could you do a start session move? I'm not going to do the momentum move just yet. We're going to do a little bit of play first before we hit the momentum move, but we are going to be doing one this
hard
session. Yes.
And that is a six.
Oh, lovely. And tell me what move you're making and what happens on a six.
Okay, for I have seen it. On a six or less, the GM may describe a risk for the fleet. If the fleet fails to avoid the risk, they set momentum to a new level of their choice. I assume that they and that is the GM.
Yes, I'm assuming that also. A new risk for the fleet. Excellent. Okay. So I think that some time, but not very much time, has passed since the last scene. It was the last scene, Robin Cross having a conversation with Vega and kind of talking Vega down from being completely overwhelmed.
Sounds possible.
That it was. So we're probably like a few hours on from that. The Admiral still isn't quite out of the woods. They're probably finished it with surgery, but they are not yet awake. The Hierophant has probably been looked over by the doctor and has repaired to their quarters to basically take a moment to calm down and process what's just happened to them. And you have an unconscious, what you perceive probably is probably a Doppler agent, currently unconscious in sick bay. And something presents a risk to the fleet.
Is this, presumably this is a vision that...
A vision.
Thingy Bob's had, right?
So the vision that you have is of the ship suddenly, without properly engaging its warp engines, dropping straight into warp space, like a gaping sore opens up in space, like a sore on the body. It's like a sore in space, just right in front of the ship. You're going, say, impulse speed, and you're just going to go straight through the sore. So you enter warp space without doing it in the usual controlled manner that you normally do. It's like warp space has opened itself and swallowed you in. And that's the vision that you have.
Lovely. Well, that's horrifying.
Where are you when you have your vision?
The canteen.
Well, shall we start the session then in the canteen just as you finish having your vision?
All right.
Who else is in the canteen?
I'd like to be in the canteen.
Major Cullen's in the canteen. Is Robin Cross in the canteen? Or is this... Do the officers do have...
I feel like the officers have a mess.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely an officer then.
Yeah, you're a major.
You are a major. Then I'm not... Unless I'm there anyway.
If you want to be there, be there.
You could be
there. Yeah, I can think of a reason why I'd be there, so that'd be fun.
You could make a point of, like, dining with your subordinates to, like...
Yeah...
To get things done.
Yeah. It's definitely all about raising morale and not at all about extracurricular discussions.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
And we'll also say that your Corporal Catan, the green rookie who looks up to Major Cullen, is there as well. And who is the other one?
Jander.
Jander's there as well.
Which one's Jander?
Jander's the one who almost accidentally shot the Hierophant.
Oh yes, well done, Jander.
Because somebody rolled a 6, I think. So it wasn't really Jander's fault, it was whoever rolled the 6's fault. Everyone's got dice, right? I don't need to say that, do I?
Yeah.
So you're good.
Good.
I would show you, but they're on Google.
Yeah, fair.
Not properly randomised.
It's probably more properly randomised than mine.
Why? What have you been doing to yours? Right.
No, just the not perfect cubes.
Right. Canteen. Time in.
All right.
Go forth and roleplay, my minions.
Well, so I guess that Vega had finished her meal and was drinking a cup of tea.
Yeah.
In a sort of... What sort of, I mean, I guess we use like tin cups or that sort of thing, something easily.
Oh, can I invite you over to have a drink with me instead whenever you arrive in the canteen?
Certainly.
Because I'm definitely trying to butter you up on general principle. I don't have anything special with me. I'm going to try and buy you something alcoholic, but if you insist on tea, then it'll be tea.
It will probably be tea. Vega's very awkward. Doesn't quite understand what you're trying to do, I think.
Vega, come and sit down with us. Have a drink. Let me buy you some beer or some wine. What do you have?
If you're buying, there's a green tea, very rare, has a lemon infusion. I don't normally spring for it because it is too expensive, but I would really appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure, why not? Green tea for the lieutenant, please.
There can't be much of it left.
Well, not here, certainly. if you're interested in getting hold of some more, I might know a fella.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's a big fleet.
Yes. And I imagine you've been talking to the truckers and the transporters.
I have to. That's my job. And I know, you know, most of these folks go back and forth, or used to.
Yes, that makes sense. Your fellows were the ones who saved the Hierophant. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Nasty business.
I think Catan's going to sort of, you know, look a bit like they've just had their ego stroked and kind of stand up, sit up a little straighter, and Jander does the same, with absolutely no justification, because they nearly tanked the whole mission.
Yeah.
Gods be praised, it all worked out well in the end.
Yes. Such ferocity. Such rage. I did not realise that they hated us that much.
I think Jandal will probably interject at this point and say the fact they blew up all of our home worlds wasn't a clue for you.
Oh, I know that they wanted us dead.
Sir, I mean.
I just didn't know that they hated us until that moment.
Yeah, seems strange, doesn't it, then? Why should they feel human emotions in that way?
Well, you know what they are, yes?
Humour me. Let's hear some of your ideas.
They're... Our sins come to haunt us, our reflections of what we see when we look out the window. They are infinity compressed into ash forms, and they hate that, us for that. I think that's my current working theory.
And how would you know that exactly, Lieutenant?
It's a gut feeling, kind of. Yes. Oh, is that the tea? Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Would you care for something to eat with that, Lieutenant?
Some rice.
Some rice?
Maybe with some... I think they've got some sort of bean-type thing. Rice and beans, that's nice. Nice and wholesome and filling.
I will order it for you. I was very impressed with your flying.
Thank you.
Always amazing to watch a professional at work, and you certainly are that, aren't you?
Mm. It's my job. I try to do it well. I've been going out into the dark long before any of this unpleasantness.
Well, I've seen a lot of pilots at work, and let me tell you, there's very few who can carry off what you did.
Mm. I think Vega stares into her tea for a while. This is when the vision is happening, I think.
That makes sense.
As she looks into its sort of swirling liquid. And she's just sort of... Past that point, she just sort of reaches in with her fingers to the bottom of it, through the hot liquid, and just plucks out the tea bag.
Ouch.
And puts it on the table. Removed. Plucked out with the medium.
You should be careful with that. That's hot.
Yes, we should all be careful. Miss Major,
Are you alright?
No? I think no. No is good. I'm fine. Things are bad. Things are going to go very bad. Oh dear.
Hey, calm down. Everything will be alright. I'll try and put an arm around you. Let me get you another drink. You look like you've seen a ghost.
Maybe that's what it was, but just a tear is going to open, a hole between the real and the not. I don't know if they're going to pull us through or if it's an accident. Something's going to go wrong with the hyperdrives. With the blink. What do we call them? What do we call our FTLs?
I don't know. What do you call them? Please say something warp.
I was going to say anchor something, because it all kind of links in with the nautical metaphor, but...
Oh, yeah. Anchor drives is fine?
Yeah, anchor drives.
Yeah. The anchor drives, I need to talk to engineering. Oh, dear. The boss will know. Thank you very much for the tea. Is there something I could do to pay you back for it?
Oh, think nothing of it. Perhaps at some point you'll be able to help me out. Just before you go, I want to see whether I can make a move on you.
Okay.
would you say... So I was trying there to give someone my undivided attention and make them feel special. Do you think I carried that off?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Cool, then I will roll plus smooth. Oh, I get an 8. So, you erase one pressure.
Ooh.
And I ask you a question.
Okay.
What secret have you been holding on to?
Jesus.
I'll like walk with you out of the canteen or something if you need a sort of window to actually say something.
I think, I don't know, like, I'll say, I don't know, when you asked me how I knew, I don't know. I realised I don't know, and I think I've been jumping from here to the world of Hall of Mirrors to back to here again and again and again, and so long. They say I do it better than anyone else, and I wonder if it's possible to not go all the way or not come back all the way. I don't know. I think I feel like there's always a part of myself on the other side.
I think probably he just sort of doesn't quite know what to say for a moment. That's genuinely flummoxing revelation, and says, maybe you should see a doctor about that.
I've submitted a request for the ship's therapist, but you know, there are queues and waiting lists. Lots of trauma going around these days.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, hey, if you ever need to talk about it, that sounds kind of challenging.
Yeah, it's a lot. Anyway, I really do urgently need to talk to engineering. Goodbye. Have a nice lunch.
Scene, I guess.
Cool. Okay. So while you're walking to engineering, Vega, I would like to know what Jack Levy's doing. Or Levi, sorry, I keep saying Levy and it's not, it's Levi. My bad.
I've got a plan.
Oh my. Is it as hot as your pants?
remember, I got some information from Cullen last time about this compromised engineer. I can't remember, were they alive or dead?
I don't think it was an engineer, was it? I think it was somebody from the Hierophants.
No, there's a separate one. I mentioned that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It wasn't the first one. I don't know whether I said that they were alive or dead.
I can't remember. I've noted down I've got lots of details about that compromised engineer, but I've neglected to note any actual details. I don't think we invented any, to be honest.
No.
Let's invent some now, then.
Alright.
So, Cullen, who is this engineer?
Well, so they were a mid-ranking engineer who was caught ripping circuitry or something out of a key system. Guess they would, like, if the person who tried to kill the Hierophant has not been immediately executed, then presumably they wouldn't have been either. And I imagine, though, that they would be in very secure holding facility somewhere, to the extent that we've got anything like that.
Okay, let's give them a name. Sophia Troilus.
I imagine Colonel Cross has been visiting them. They would have been a former member of the Colonel's corps, so I think he's been visiting them on a regular basis to try and work out why they've done what they've done.
So they're just in the brig at the moment?
No, I think they're in a dedicated sort of holding zone. So effectively solitary confinement, where, like, out of the way of most of the ship. So senior officers would know where they are, and I imagine, because I trust Cullen would know where Sophia is.
And did Cullen tell Of course, Cullen told Levi.
No, I don't know about that. Like, I don't. Okay. I don't.
Well, this was part of your breaking point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But my breaking point was. Hang on.
Yeah, to be fair to Josh, the breaking point action was that he told you that Dopplers are basically mirrors of humans and look like humans. Previously, that was not knowledge that was known outside the top command. That's it. He broke that story.
Okay, well, this person's a member of engineering, so if anyone knows where they are or what's going on or can give me access to them, it'll be Robin Cross.
Who takes
my advice anyway for some bizarre and inexplicable reason.
I don't take your advice. I try very hard to make sure that you believe that I take your advice, which is a very different thing.
So yeah, in my quest to seek out more info on this person, I will go and talk to Robin, I believe.
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Like, how would I do that? Probably seek you out. I'm assuming that I don't get to go in the officer's mess on account of being a civilian and all.
I would assume the same, but like, you know that usually after food I'll be in my quarters.
Yeah, I can loiter outside the officer's mess and wait for you to come out.
Don't you have a special journalist-y type investigative move?
I would say I'm not sure I do.
I thought you had seek it out.
No, I've got various moves for, like, I've got a move for grilling people, I've got a move for blurting out truths that no one wants me to blurt out, and I've got a move to basically, like, go after someone in public. But no actual investigation.
Everyone's got the seek out move, though, right?
Everyone's got the seek out move.
Yeah. So I'll probably just loiter outside the officer's mess until Robin comes out. Whereupon I'll give him a nice big smile and sort of, I don't know, I'm assuming Robin's sort of walking along and I'll just kind of fall in beside him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's be like, so.
So. Hello.
Hello. You said I should come to you for information about what's going on, make sure the story's straight, that kind of thing.
I think more to the point, I said you shouldn't go to anyone else, but sure.
Someone else has come to me, so I thought I'll just run this past Robin, see what's up.
Okay.
I hear that a certain member of the engineering crew has been behaving very oddly.
A lot of engineers have been behaving very oddly, Jack. I'm going to need you to be more specific.
Sabotaging equipment, circuitry, just kind of tearing at it.
What makes you think that?
I have my sources.
Oh.
Okay. I was wondering what else you could tell me about this.
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Ah. Because you understand that without... I have to say something. Yeah, it's my job. It's a matter of public... If there's saboteurs around...
Well...
Then people...
So you're going off somebody that you trust, I assume, this source? Someone who you think is relatively well-placed, who'd know?
Yeah.
What they're talking about?
Yes.
Come with me.
I'll go
I'm
with
lead
you.
Him. I'm walking quite quickly away from you. I'm going to lead you to... Lead him...
Hurry
to
after.
My quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get inside. Shut the door. Lock the door.
This is the point where I'm wondering how far south this is about to go. go on.
Okay. Supposing, hypothetically, and I'm not confirming anything, but supposing, hypothetically, that there was an individual who'd had some sort of psychotic break, started doing things that were delusional. Do you think it would be good for that person or for anybody around the ship, anybody around the fleet, to have that become common knowledge? Would you be worried about copycats, Jack?
We've already got a copycat. What about that person who attacked the Hierophant?
That's not the same thing, is it? Doesn't sound like the same thing. One of them involves quietly rewiring something. The other one involves shooting and attacking someone. You know,
both
one of those people is a member of the military.
Turning
and,
on
know,
our
One of these people is a member of the military,
oh,
in a position of authority and power, and the other one is a total newcomer to the fleet whose provenance none of us here can verify. One of them's a stranger.
It feels like...
There's quite a big difference there. And even, like, more to the point, Jack, look, there's something I need you to understand, okay? And this is deadly serious. The more we scare people, the harder it is going to be for us to find out. Even if there are people turning on us, that's what they're going to want. It's going to be really, really easy for them to make us turn on each other. It's going to be so easy for them to make us turn on each other if you start sowing this kind of discord. I need you to do something special for me. One might even say a special task.
And what's that?
You know what? It would help me a great deal if you could help look out for this stuff. But you can only do that if you don't muddy the waters. It would be deeply, deeply valuable. And when we get to the point, and I promise you we will get to the point, where it won't cause more harm and more danger than it will release and relief by telling people, I will give you access to the Admiral, I will give you access to the Hierophant, and I will give you everything that you need to tell the story and to tell it well. I'm just asking you for a bit of reprieve to not tell it now.
I'm going to ask you to roll for that, Maz.
Yes. I would like to roll for that.
You may roll for that. Let's go with call someone on their ship.
Okay. I am rolling hard. And I have rolled a 7.
Okay.
So, on a 7 to 9, you get the same options. Have you got the sheet in front of you? I can read it out if you haven't.
I've got it now.
Okay.
So, I feel as though I was playing on emotions and moral compass again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is mark pressure. Or you can openly admit I'm right, try to placate me, or call me on my own shit.
That's an interesting selection of choices.
Isn't it?
Let's see. I mean, because it sounds like my problem is that I am divisive. There's a proper term for it that I'm pretty certain you used and I've forgotten. That I'm stirring up trouble. Mm-hmm. And to convince you otherwise, work with you. And I am inclined to just do that. But, yeah, I'm inclined to just do that rather than any of the other options I've got looking at them. Because it plays into kind of how I want things to go. So, yes, I will work with you. And that's what I say in response to Robin's thing. Jack says, okay, yeah, you know I'm sharp, I know people. I'm totally willing to help you out on this, but you have to come clean with me. I can't investigate if the person who knows the most isn't being honest.
Okay. I understand that, but I can't be honest if the next thing that happens is going to be a riot. You get that, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't want to start riots, but I do want to know what's going on.
Okay, we'll call it an embargo.
Okay.
And like I said, in return, I want to know what you know.
Sure.
If you're willing to be an extra pair of eyes and ears, I can help you join the dots.
Okay. Yeah, think of me as one of your team.
I always have. Now, I'd offer you a drink, but we're running low.
Yeah. Yeah, best not waste it.
So what do you have to do for the giving someone a special task role move?
For that, I personally give someone a special job or mission. I tell them what I want them to do, and they take +1 ongoing when they prioritise that over their official duties. And if they succeed, they both earn +1 XP.
Make a note of that +1 ongoing.
Okay. That's when I prioritize my investigate, my sort of... When I prioritize you. Yeah.
Yeah, investigate and ideally investigate stuff that will be useful to the fleet. Like, the nice thing is, I think, that at this point, this basically gives you plus one journalist.
As basically,
long as you
yeah.
don't actually do any of the telling anybody.
As long as you don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Well, and it wouldn't help with him investigating, like, shady backroom deals between Marines and...
That is true. It does, yeah. make, it does make him less likely to focus on that.
It just, no, it's just basically less good when I inevitably, like, try and do something about that. But, alright, that works for me.
Well, it seems appropriate cool. to have Vega turn up at this point.
Okay.
Hello. Lieutenant, hi.
Bad
How
news.
How are you feeling? Oh, okay.
I think bad news at least. Hey, Jack.
Hi.
Have you been booking that simulator time?
No, I...
Not long now.
Simulator time?
Vega here believes that I'm going to end up in the cockpit of a fighter at some point in the near future.
I didn't say fighter, I said spacecraft.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm
piloting, I'm or...?
Apparently.
Yes.
I'm taking pains to avoid any circumstances which might end up with me there.
Fighting it never helps. You have to lean in.
I mean, if you want to sign up for extra training, we've got slots. We can always use more pilots.
Mm-hmm.
I'll think about it.
Yes.
Anyway, Vega, Colonel, do you need something?
Yeah, there's going to be a hyperspace rupture.
Is this before or after I end up flying spacecraft?
It might be at the same time, it might be before, it might be after. Who can say?
You can see the Colonel's brain just sort of refactoring and kind of cogs turning as he goes, okay.
How do you know these things?
That's not important, but you probably want to verify with other people too. Vega kind of like immediately deflates upon being challenged. She came into this looking very, very sort of like puffed up and like sort of, I've got an important thing to say.
Well, it seems like it's quite a good time for Maz to make the momentum roll now.
I was going to say, can I just quickly get in firstly? How many questions do I need to get at Vega before I get my pointed questions move? I have to be interrogating someone, but I've only asked like two questions.
I think you need to be in a sort of social situation where you are interrogating them, like...
Because I got it on Cullen last time when I was quizzing him.
Mm. This is a conversation with more than one person present.
Yeah. Okay, so. Sure.
Yeah, I think having more than one person present probably nixes that. So, right. When there's a prolonged lull in the action, and the fleet is safe-ish... and not under attack or dealing with direct and immediate threat, the ranking leader rolls plus momentum. Now, am I right thinking, Josh, that momentum starts at minus one?
You are right to think that, yeah.
And so Maz rolls plus minus one. On a 10 plus, I offer the fleet an opportunity to seize an advantage. On a 7 to 9, I introduce a threat to the fleet with the opportunity to avoid or mitigate the danger. And on a 6 or less, a threat materializes without warning, and all you can do is damage limitation.
Okay. So no pressure?
No pressure at all.
Right. That is an 11.
What?
Yeah!
Jesus.
That's amazing! Nice.
Just
okay.
for once.
Oh, and it's perfect because Levi's here as well. So you'll get a comm call immediately saying, Colonel, cross to the bridge. An enemy ship is lying dead in the water.
Excuse me, I'm just going to run.
Oh dear.
In the direction of the bridge. I figure everyone is going to follow.
Yes, is that like a public announcement or a target?
No, that went targeted to Colonel Cross, but Colonel Cross can now deploy as he wishes other people.
Okay, I'm running, I'm going to page I'm assuming that I have some capacity to make kind of broad ship-wide announcements.
Yes,
I'm going to page Cullen to the bridge. I'm going to call a squadron of fighters to launch stations.
Okay.
That's you, Vega. That's you, Todd Vega. Yep. And while all this is going on, where are you going to be, Jack?
Well, everyone's just run out of Cross's quarters and left me in there.
They have.
That is true.
The temptation to just kind of... temptation to rummage through and see if I can find like anything about this Sophia Troilus character, given that I know her name. I think I'm going to do that.
Alright, I'll get back to you then. Bastard. You stay there being a bastard. To be fair, Colonel Cross has just given you +1 ongoing. Kind of.
Kind of, yeah. When
to find out stuff I don't already know, yes.
Yeah, it's when I prioritise like his investigation, and I think... this is more prioritising my version of that.
Cool. Okay, so you're riffling through Colonel Cross's stuff while they're off saving the fleet. Good, nice to know. Right, back to Colonel Cross.
I'm going to arrive in the bridge. What is happening on the bridge? What do I see? What's going on here?
So it's a bit interesting because you're the XO.
Yeah.
So there's probably some sort of quite random person who's doing your role, who's not used to doing your role, and I'm going to give
even
them
less used to it than I am.
Even less used to it than you are, and they'd probably be a major. Is that right? Or maybe a lieutenant? Let's say it's a lieutenant. Lieutenant Winther. And Lieutenant Winther is looking way too excited. They're not being calm at all. They're like barking out for all sorts of different reports and sensor readings, half of which you don't think are even real sensor readings. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of clearly getting way too excited for this situation. But I mean, there is a sense of excitement on the bridge. That's what's going on.
Lieutenant. Lieutenant?
Colonel, they stand smartly to attention and snap off a perfect salute.
Can I get a situation report?
Yes, this is the perfect opportunity that one of their fighters, well, no, it's not exactly a fighter, it's a bit bigger than a fighter. Anyway, it's lying, it's dead in the water off our starboard bow. I don't know, there wasn't any radar contact, it just seemed to pop out of nowhere, but... you know, we've done a full sweep of the area. There's no other ships. Is there anything else you want to know? I'm getting them to do a full spectrum analysis. That's totally good. Not a thing that's possible right now. You know that.
No. Okay. Any signs of life? That's a fairly important question. Do you know that, or are you just telling me that?
Well, we've scanned everything.
Okay. Right. I'm going to suggest that we do a very, very careful fly past. Check it out. See if there's anything actually... see if anything emerges. How'd it get there?
What Winther says, and he'll repeat it, is that nobody has any idea how it got there. That basically, one minute it wasn't on the radar, the next minute it just popped into space. Nobody detected a rift in warp space. Nobody saw any other ships in the area. It just appeared out of nowhere.
So can I assume that I have arrived and
please do.
Could be a trap. So
yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It looks like bait, doesn't it?
It does. On the other hand, if it isn't, the lieutenant.
Exactly.
Lieutenant's got a point.
Okay, so we need a couple, like two or three fighters max. Fast ones. Probably best if we can do a fly past to get a sense of whether there is any whether there's any movement on board and whether we can lure them into making a move by getting a little bit closer. Test the waters.
The CAG is going to... Captain Lauder will offer to take Vega, and the two of them will go.
Hmm.
I'm going to look at Vega for a sign that that's a thing that she's up for.
I'll nod. Businesslike.
Go ahead.
They don't go down and get suited and booted and into their ships. And they'll be launched on your mark.
Excellent. I'm going to ask Winthor to continue the scans and give me detailed spectroscopic analytical reports at his earliest convenience, and then launch the. I need names for the squadron. What's the CAGs? What would the CAGs like squadron be called?
I don't know. Probably something like Red Team, Gold Team. You know, something classic. Gold Team.
Gold Team. Okay. Look. Launch Gold Team.
Gold Team launches.
Investigative mission. I can't stop myself saying, be careful out there.
Oh, nod.
Aye, aye, sir.
Not going with them, Jack?
Yeah, Jack.
Just muttering that quietly to myself.
Too busy going through your stuff.
Yeah.
It's too busy going through your stuff.
Okay. And then I'm going to wait in a very stressed way and find out whether any of my guys are about to get eaten.
Okay.
Should we back the main ship off, sir, in case something unexpected should happen?
I don't want to leave the team adrift. If they need to do evasive manoeuvres quickly, we can synchronise better if we stay where we are.
So, Vega, it's going to be really boring if I just as CAG order you to do some stuff and then you do it, rather than you being able to do things. So I'm going to assume that you have worked with the CAG long enough that you've got a level of trust, and if you go off and do things, then the CAG will be like, well, that's just my best pilot doing the thing they do best.
Yep.
Is there anything particular you would like to do?
Well, so this ship of theirs, it's just hanging there?
Yep. It's just hanging there.
Hmm.
Dead in the water. Or in the vacuum? Dead in vacuum?
I guess so. Does the arrangement of ships around here look anything like it was in my vision? Like the sort of the arrangement of the big ships around...
No, I'm going to say no, basically, because Maz rolled an 11, so it would kind of nix your benefit if I then said, haha, bait and switch, you're going to die now. So, no.
Okay, then I guess I'm just going to sort of gently guide my ship around this one that's hanging there, just sort of probing it. I don't know. Well, I mean, we were like lifeboat sort of things, so presumably we have quite good equipment for scanning vehicles.
I would say you've got good equipment for scanning, for both scanning and recovering lost ships in space.
Like, so then the first thing to do is just to sort of scan this thing as well as good as possible, just looking for if anyone is in there, signs of life, that sort of thing.
I think I might have you roll seeking out something well hidden.
I was thinking you would.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a bit psychic, I think.
Yeah. All right, rolling plus zero. Oh, that's cocked. All right, that's another 6. I am going to spend a point of pressure to mark that up to 7.
Cool. So.
Which gets me an advance.
Very nice. It also means that you get to choose one of the following. So you do seek out the thing that you have sought out, but you either attract unwanted attention, implicate a friend or ally, not sure that's really appropriate. You found it, but something stands between you and it. Your investigation takes a long time, allowing your enemies to advance their plans or using up resources.
Draw attention to myself.
Okay. You've drawn attention to yourself.
Okie dokie. So what have I found?
That there are... so you were scanning this ship up close, weren't you? So being as close as you are means you're going to get a much better read than the ship scanners, the main ship scanners, which are much further away. I'm going to say that you notice there is... the first thing you notice is that the hull of this ship, or the surface of this ship is weirdly distorted. There's some sort of distortion effect on it, which if you had to run a guess, and I will allow your character to make this guess because of your other secret special stuff that's going on for you, is some sort of warp shielding or is some sort of thing that allows them to interact with the warp in a different way to the way that your ships interact with and traverse the warp.
Intriguing.
But you're not entirely sure what yet. You can't find any life signs. Actually, here's an interesting question. How do you scan? How would you be scanning for life? What would you be looking for?
Points of heat on the hull. Places where, I mean, it's mainly heat in space is the thing, is that the things that most keep people alive put out a lot of heat. Things like heat exchangers, air recyclers.
Okay, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. Either the ship's systems are completely dead, or this is an automated ship and doesn't have a live human pilot. They're probably the two main options.
Okay.
Because then the third option is too horrific to contemplate.
So I'll radio back in. Not seeing any signs of life. Permission to board?
I'm going to take a very deep breath, deliberately not look at Cullen and say permission granted.
Okay. In which case, I'll go in and... I know, is this a sort of... like, I imagine we sort of anchor... The first thing to do is anchor the two ships together.
Yeah.
Probably by, like, sort of fired cables. So I'd line up so that my airlock sort of fits theirs. Shoot cables across to anchor the ships together. And then EVA from one ship to the other. I am, of course, attached to my ship.
While that's going on, I'd like to scramble the blue team so that if needs so that, and launch them so that if needs be there is a backup route and escape route.
Sounds good.
Alright. Okay, you're on the ship.
I poke around. What do I find?
So I'm going to say this ship is slightly larger than yours. This is clearly a vessel designed for carrying not like loads of people, but more people than your fighters are. So I suppose it's the difference between, if we're talking about Battlestar Galactica, for those who've seen this, it's the difference between a Viper and a Raptor.
Okay. Okay.
So it's more like maybe a sort of a small shuttle. There is the figure of a pilot sitting in what you presume to be the cockpit, and they're not moving.
Okay, I will reach out, well, go up to the cockpit and sort of shine my light on them and just see what I can see about them.
You see your own face staring back at you dead in the cockpit. Thank you.